Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Rebecca James, who is the CEO of Flexi Group. Rebecca, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Flexi Group, for people who aren't familiar with your organisation, has been providing consumer finance across a range of segments and products for quite a long time. You're probably most notably making headlines at the moment for your presence in Humm, or the impact that Humm has made. But just give us an overview of the organisation for people who aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, look, we've been a year into a business transformation. Flexi Group has been in the market for over 30 years, so a really long history of providing point of sale finance for Australians and New Zealanders. In the last year, we've taken 23 products, right-sized it down to operating into three different areas of business. We've taken 15% of costs out of the business. We've pivoted to e-com in quite a big way, as you can see in the growth that we've had there over the last 12 months. And so we've right-sized the platform and we're now poised for growth.
Now that's quite an undertaking to consolidate all of that in a relatively short space of time. Tell us how the various segments are performing at the moment.
So we have three areas of the business that we operate. We have our buy now, pay later business, which is very strong across Australia and New Zealand. We have an interest-free instalment business, which runs on MasterCard rails and can be accepted anywhere. And we have a business that's really focused in SME finance. And each of those areas of the business are experiencing growth and are showing very strong resilience through this period of time. And there's different opportunities that exist within each of those markets as well.
So you've got quite a bit of context in terms of how these segments have performed over quite a long time. Tell us how they're going now relative to other slowdowns or other challenging economic times.
Yeah, look, I think this is very much a different type of environment that we're operating in. And I think we need to remember that it's caused by a health event as opposed to an economic event.
Yep.
What we're seeing in our buy now, pay later business is obviously the surge in e-commerce transactions. So in the 5 months from January to May, we had a 282% uplift in online. And what we're finding is that our online expenditure in our business is actually not just limited to discretionary purchases. Our focus in our leadership position is in facilitating transactions over $1,000.
Right.
And we've found people much more comfortable in making furniture purchases, white good purchases, setting up their home office, all doing that online. And so that area of the businesses has performed really strongly through this period of time. And in SME finance, it's actually a different area of opportunity that exists for us right now. What we've seen is a number of the larger banks across Australia and New Zealand suffer operationally because a lot of their credit facilities are actually based offshore. Ours are onshore. And so we've been able to support Australian business quite strongly through this period of time as well.
So that's interesting because that dovetails into another idea, which is the government basically taking initiatives that have allowed organisations like yours to be able to access the credit markets in this challenging time. How important has that been?
Look, it's ensured that we've been able to continue to grow profitably and that as a non-bank lender, we're not put into a situation where we're priced out of the market. The government support in Australia has ensured that we're in just as strong a position as we were pre-COVID and that we can continue to support Australian consumers and small business through this period of time.
So obviously the other big question is you get a line of sight into balance sheets of households, if you like. What are you seeing in terms of the way that the consumer has gone into this crisis in terms of their financial health?
Look, I feel that Australians and New Zealanders have shown quite remarkable resilience through this period of time. And I think that that has come largely due to government support
right.
And ensuring that there is some level of confidence. What we have seen, though, is a shift in spending behaviour. So not so much focused on discretionary items, but very much focused on things in and around the home, and also things in the areas of health, which is another vertical that we're incredibly strong in, and fitness. We've financed a lot of kind of weight machines and treadmills through this period of time as well.
Right, okay. So just to balance that up, obviously travel is another aspect of the channels that you provide credit to. How are you going to get out of this very challenging period, or how are the organisations associated with providing credit under these circumstances?
Yeah, look, I think obviously travel is going to be an area that I think we will start to see, particularly in Australia, hopefully domestic travel return soon. We know that for a lot of airlines, domestic travel is actually quite a profitable segment of the market. So we're very keen to see that return. And obviously we're focused on that trans-Tasman bubble as well. But we've also seen just shifts in behaviour, whereas people previously budgeting and planning a holiday are now thinking, well, if I'm not going to take that and I'm going to be focused on a staycation, then what are the things that I can do to make my home environment better?
Yeah.
And so we've seen really strong growth in those verticals over the last couple of months.
Now, you've just recently provided a trading update, and the numbers associated with Humm have been quite impressive. What's the shape of things in this territory? It's fiercely competitive at the moment. Is it a land grab and the biggest prevail over the long term, or can you create a niche for yourself?
We are very, very focused on the area of the market that we differentiate ourselves in. Humm has a leadership position in facilitating interest-free transactions over $1,000.
Right.
And yes, we do finance things on the lower end, but that is our core area. And we're very focused on vertical growth, whether that, again, be in home and home improvement. We're a big financier of green energy, which has become incredibly popular and continues to grow within that area. We do a lot of orthodontics, and we're very strong in health and also in luxury goods. And so our focus is really on the areas that we can differentiate.
Now, as far as the bigger picture is concerned, what we've seen recently through other players is acquisitions that have allowed mm-hmm. them to grow either geographically, or a lot of consideration being given to how to grow quickly. What are your thoughts on this?
The focus for us on the last 12 months has really been on right-sizing our platform so that it is fit for growth. And we've now achieved that in the last 12 months. We feel that the markets that we operate in, those three different areas of business, interest-free instalments, buy now, pay later, and SME finance, collectively across Australia and New Zealand, we size that at about a $50 billion opportunity. And so we've been incredibly focused on ensuring that we don't miss out on that opportunity, and that's been our immediate focus. When we think of international expansion, again, we would want to do it in a differentiated way. And you're right, there's a lot of competition in that small ticket space. There is opportunity to grow and to have our product and focus on that larger ticket space and facilitating those transactions in differentiated verticals.
So there seems to be a younger vibe as well when it comes to the buy now, pay later space. Is that an opportunity to differentiate yourself from other players by maybe targeting older people?
Well, it's interesting because we've been operating and have our buy now, pay later product. It's been in the market for over 20 years. Yes, we've made it much more accessible. We've digitized it. We've had over 600,000 app downloads in the last 11 months, which is fantastic. But we do, the demographic of our product has always been an older demographic. Yep. 70% of our customers are over 35, half of them are homeowners.
Right.
And so what we're absolutely seeing and demonstrating is that buy now, pay later is a form of finance which everyone is really gravitating towards.
Rebecca, it's been great speaking to you today. Thanks very much for your time.
Great. Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.